then we're thinking we about to make a hit.
Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love, what it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love, what it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Crown Kings Podcast.
Yes, sir.
I'm your boy, Trev.
I go by that boy, Doty.
And y'all know who it is. It's that boy, Taylor Made.
Taylor Made.
There we go.
Well, look here, y'all. It's good to be in the house one more time. As y'all know, we've been on a small sabbatical.
Yeah.
A lot of things was happening. Life was lifing.
That was a crazy month.
Yeah.
You know.
Big month. Big fast month.
But we blessed. Still blessed, you know.
Yeah.
Before we get started, man, how y'all doing? Somebody, anybody, everybody, how y'all doing, man? Feel like I just seen y'all. But how y'all doing, though?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. You know, like I said, it's definitely been a busy, well, the month of June was very much so busy, but you know, thankfully we made it through and we on the other side of it. So we, you know,
we can't say what I want to say to you right now because we recording. But yo, man,
Tommy,
wow, that's crazy, bro. That's you know.
Oh man!
Well, shout out to my job, man. Y'all know.
No, it's been good, man. It's been good, you know. Life has been lifing, but hey, we still here. We still pushing.
Yeah.
Can't complain about it. Like I always say, I'm 6 feet above, not below.
Man, that is a big statement, boy.
Yeah.
Especially for the ones getting older.
Yeah. You know?
Well, we ain't none of us getting no younger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a big statement. That's just, you know.
Big Daddy say, shit, if you ain't celebrating birthdays, then you know what that means. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over now. Well, look here, y'all. Since we got together, man, it's been a lot that has happened in the news. You know, some good, some not so good. But again, this is a safe space for men to get better at mending, striving to be better each and every day, and really not being in competition with anybody, but me versus me mindset. And, you know, really our goal is to always make sure that we're in a position where we can sharpen each other's, you know, encourage each other, help each other, and lift each other up on those days. Because I don't care who you are, I don't care where you're being, I don't care where you're going, everybody need somebody sometime.
All day, every day.
You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, since our last episode, we talked about limiting beliefs. It's been a lot of things in the news, from the killing at Juneteenth, Round Rock. And I say this because a lot of this stuff is geared around men, old and young. We've had a debate for president candidates around here. Lord, I can't even get my lift together or apart. But y'all know what I'm saying. And one of the biggest things that has been going on, people talking about, like they are actually in the NBA, is LeBron and his son, Bronny, and these Lakers bringing him on. And, you know, some people hating, some people saying that this is a way for us to create new legacies, lay a foundation, which we are supposed to do for our kids, you know.
Yeah.
So this episode is not so much about sports, but I think in the analogy of sports, we always talk about what it means to be the GOAT and what it means to be in that stanza, the greatest of all times. But excuse me. But on today, excuse me, I'm just playing. On today, I want to talk about what it means to be the GOAT in the land of Mendham, and what we're going to use as kind of our umbrella for today is getting our act together as men. So the GOAT, getting our act together as men. And as we continue on this journey of mendum, there are going to be some things, as we know, that may be repeated, that may be repetitive in that regard. But sometimes I think it's good for us to refresh, renew, and then gain new knowledge as we're moving forward. So on today, I want to know from you, from you guys, what does being the GOAT mean to you as far as some of the things that you've seen, some of the things you experienced, whether it's in the community, whether you've seen it on the news, as a man, what does it mean for us to continue to strive to get our act together? And why, while we're on it, is that important in today's climate? Woo! Well, that was a lot to say.
That was. But yeah,
you did a whole dissertation now. That was, you know.
Did I pass?
The whole Easter speech.
I'm trying to get that degree.
Yeah.
So, what's going to keep me happy?
Those degrees.
Let me drink some water while you.
I would say, more than anything, or to sum it up, I guess, just to summarize it, to be something or someone that, especially your kids or the generation below you, can look up to. You know what I mean? Actually being able to, well, for somebody else to honestly say, this guy was a stand-up guy, this guy, you know, did all he could, this guy, you know, essentially paved the way for us to be in a better predicament or a better spot than what we were prior to.
Right. Real short and sweet.
Agreed on everything you said. I would have to say the same thing. It's being that person that I always say, I like to stick to my word. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Yeah. If I say I'm going to show up, I'm going to show up. No matter what I got going on, I'm going to still find a way because I did. I guess keeping my promise or keeping my word. So
that is the thing.
You got to be a goat at that. That's one major thing, because if you say something, to somebody, they're going to hold you to it.
Yeah.
Oh, they
somebody
should.
Will.
They should. I think it's interesting, man, because a lot, at least from my perspective, we've, from spirituality to sports to our home life to our work life, whether you own a business or whether you are actively taking care of somebody else's business, whatever the case may be, there are so many parameters that are put on us as men, you know. Mm-hmm. And some we welcome. Yeah. And some, you know, we kind of repel because it doesn't mesh with your character.
Yeah.
Either it doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily flow with how you were raised or whatnot.
Yeah.
But in the climate that we live in, man, there's so many different definitions or of what it means to be a man. I think back, especially coming up in the country, when my mom used to say, get your act together, you know, it was because I was doing something I ain't had no business.
Yeah.
Or I was in the wrong place at the wrong time or whatnot. And then it was easy as a kid to make an excuse of why I was doing what I wasn't supposed to be doing, or, you know what I mean? But now as men, you know, excusitis must leave us, you know what I'm saying? Instead of finding reasons why we can't, we should be looking forward to solutions. So with that being said, our focus has to shift. And again, we have all these different generalities that we are pulled from. You know, why we do what we do, why we shouldn't do what we do. And it's brought up to me now, I've thought about this over since we brought up this topic, even on today, was Juneteenth, the Juneteenth incident that happened in our area. And it was a younger man that caused all this confusion at this event. He's 17 years old. Well, on one side, you have people saying, you know, where was his dad? You know, why would somebody that was in their right mind do such a heinous act as this?
Yeah.
You know, and then from that perspective, I, as a father now, my son is not 17 yet, I have to go back and say, okay, so we're living out what it means, how to carry yourself,
yeah,
whether you're in public or whether you're out, you know what I mean? Yeah. But also paying attention to his behaviors from day to day. And with that being said, I want to ask you guys, what is our responsibility, even as men now, whether it's your kid or whether it's the neighborhood child? Because I remember when we were growing up, it was a village mentality. Now, you tell somebody else's kid to be quiet, you subject to get, you know.
Swung on.
You know what I'm saying? So as men and in creating the atmosphere of mendom, what is our responsibility to this generation to, one, let them know that there is a better way. Yeah. Two, when they do make mistakes, instead of always jumping to, not saying that we should lift them up, but if it really is a mistake, what is some guidelines or some steps that we can take in order to kind of shift the tide? Yeah. You know, some people came to me and said it's the music they listen to. Some people came to me and said, you know, he should have got more butt whippings. Well, that's neither here or there, because what's done is done. And
he
now
made a life decision.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And now this is his life. But at the same token, there's somebody, just like somebody watching us, there's somebody that saw that thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. And there's somebody else that may be traumatized because they experienced it or they was there.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel like, you know, definitely the whole, you know, having the father in the, especially for, well, I guess for girls and guys, but definitely for boys, mm-hmm. you know. But even with that instance, you could still be in the child's life and be a part of the child's life, and you could be a piece of crap yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think it's, you know, a lot of people say, you know, where was his daddy? His daddy was probably doing the same thing mm-hmm. he doing. That's kind of where he picked it up from. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we don't know, because obviously they're not giving that part in the news, but it's the whole point of, you know, knowing that they're watching, knowing that, you know, though they may not verbalize it, they're aspiring to be like you, to move like you, to walk like you. You have to be conscious enough to make the decision, say, okay, well, I got to keep my nose clean, because clearly he's watching, he or she is watching, you know what I mean? And some of those traits, good or bad, they're going to pick up regardless. Like, it's literally coded in our DNA in somewhere, some parts of our parents we're going to pick up. Whether we want to or not, whether we, you know,
we strive as kids to be like our father.
Exactly. So, you know what I mean?
Especially little boys. Yeah. It's the first man that you know of.
Yeah.
Whether if he's a good man or a bad man.
Yeah.
It's just like most people say, or they used to say, you kind of, they used to say it. Let me clear that. You marry your mama, but nah, that's not true. You look for tendencies that your mom had, so yeah. you naturally gravitate as a young boy to what your father is doing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whether it's good or bad. So, yeah. I mean, like you said, it's in us.
Yeah.
And whether you decide to take the good or take the bad and push forward with it, and in all reality, it's your life decision. If we're talking about that, of course, yeah, he made the wrong life decision, because that is going to be a real life decision he got to sit there with.
Yeah.
Two deaths, 17 injured or something.
Yeah.
I mean.
But we're seeing it so often, man. Like, you know, we just had the 4th of July. Like, that didn't happen here.
Yeah.
But it's the same concept, man. It's like, men, just as we are responsible for all these good things, like, you see these people happening, and a lot of people say, well, maybe it was mental illness, maybe it was this, maybe it was that. But somewhere along the line, was it the fact that, you know, this person didn't have this outlet? Was it the fact that they really wanted to give up? Because I'm kind of like Steve Harvey, you know what I'm saying? If you're really having issues, you have an opportunity now to get help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if you really feel like that you need to go, then why you got to take 14, 15,
yeah,
20 other people with you? You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So,
a long way.
Go ahead.
I think one thing that we're missing here is today's society has gotten a little soft. We don't know how to communicate with
Toilet
each other anymore.
Yourself.
So I actually had this conversation with a lady in my neighborhood. Some kids being kids, you know, and she was talking about, oh, they were smoking out the park. There's other little kids watching them. And I told her, well, why don't you go and have a conversation? Mm. And immediately she was like, well, I don't want the back lip. And, you know, I'm going to have to start fighting them. I was like, you're an adult going to fight kids. Listen to yourself. Yeah, yeah. If you can't have the conversation with a kid to be like, hey, you know, there's other little kids at this park seeing you smoke weed, seeing you drink, seeing you do bad things, in your eyes, bad things. Can you please move around? That's all. And if they decide to, you know, give you back talk, you know, make the situation, then you, hey, I'm in a different lifetime. I'm calling the people on you.
Yeah, yeah.
If I ain't dealing with you, the old me, I'm not fighting no more. I'm not doing none of that. You can call me the biggest snitch in the world. Yes, I'm pulling 5-0 into your life. Yeah. 12, we yet. Because I got some unruly people. But not on the real though. I think today's society has really gotten soft. Because if you remember back when you were a little kid doing young things, old heads really didn't have a problem saying, hey, bro, you doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, literally.
Like, what are you doing out here?
Yeah. You see what time it is.
Well, even more so, I feel like the level of respect was different back then, too.
True that.
And that was even if you had a man in the house or just your mama.
Yeah.
Your mama wouldn't let you just talk any kind of way to any particular person. Like, I remember, you know, not even necessarily directly being disobedient or talking back, but just being just, wow.
You know what I mean? Just being slick with the words. Yeah.
Like, you right. I don't know what I was thinking. My lip hurting right now. You know what I mean? You right, though.
I think that whole gentle parenting has also have to come into place, too, because if you act like, back again, we talked about parents being the kid's friend. No, you still have to be a parent.
Yeah. That's a fine.
I think that's where we're losing it, too, is... You're not that kid's best friend. Yeah, we have a friendship, but I'm still your parent. I am still the elder in this house.
And I think that's kind of, you know, when those lines get blurred and they feel like they can speak to you in a certain manner or they can do certain things because you're on that level with them. You know, I think that's also one of the things, too, where we're, you know, trying to be the friend just so... You know, they can be more vulnerable with you, which I get that to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, you know, you can still get choked out. Like, I still, you know.
You can still wake up from that, you know, that knockout.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, that small coma you came out of. Yeah,
that whole communication part with the community has been lost. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Or we, another thing I see is we, and to your point, we, when bad things happen, you know, everybody gets all riled up. But my concern more so is what are we doing to, as preventative measures, before the lights come on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before we're doing GoFundMes to bury these youngsters. Before we trying to raise money to get a lawyer to help you, you know, get out because you made a bad decision. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think, the Weedon brother used to sing this song. They say, sweep around your own front door. And when I was a kid, you know, that meant one thing because, you know, y'all all up in my business, you know what I'm saying? but your poor is dirty, too, you know what I'm saying? But I think, too, man, in this climate, it's important for us. Cause just like we give a plane analogy sometimes, like before we can save somebody else, we got to help ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think, too, we have to be, which is why we created this platform, ready for those tough conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
because there are going to be people. I experienced it this past week. Actually, I experienced it often because I come in contact with a lot of younger men. And my background, you know, I haven't always had a relationship with my dad. But the difference between myself and maybe some other people is I found traits in other men within the community because they made themselves available.
Yeah.
And I pulled, you know, not saying I'm perfect. Like, I'm still pulling to this day, trust me. But you pull the good and you spit out the bad. Well, I knew off rip with the bad behaviors that I ain't want no part of.
Yeah.
But because of life and because of, you know, my own experience and having experienced my own thing, it still made my share of mistakes. But I think the difference is now, and what we talk about often is that we share those experiences. Mm-hmm. One, because you've grown. Two, because you know how painful it was.
Yep.
When you was experiencing it. Mm-hmm. And three, you don't want these, as many as you can, you want to help as many as you can, you know, one at a time. But I think too, what we miss sometimes, that our biggest battle is within ourselves.
Yep.
Always, it's easy from the outside looking in, me telling you what you've done, what you're not doing, what you need to do better. Meanwhile, you know, my whole situation
blown up.
It jacked up. It's, you know what I mean?
What they say, one thread away?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, man.
One thread away from being on shaky ground.
But that's why, again, it's important for us to have, you know, platforms like this.
Yeah.
Have tough dialogue, man, because our babies need us, man. Yep. And to be told, there's some older men that need these type of conversations as well. But because no one ever stepped in or no one was brave enough to say, hey, man, I don't really care. Like, you, to your point, if he going to act out, is he going to act out? But one thing I can tell you, whether they walk away from it or whether they don't take it the first time, trust me, they at least hear you. They may not acknowledge it, but
they
take the opportunity to at least sow the seed. You know what I'm saying?
You put it in their mind.
You can get it off your conscience.
Yeah.
You know.
It's tough, man. So when we're dealing with that, you know, I think about, you know, you hear these people say, well, it's just me versus me. You know, and that for me basically means taking inventory of yourself. And, you know, again, I've done good in 2023. You know, I entered into 2024. This is a different experience. So at each level, I still need to be mindful to take that inventory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of us forget.
Yeah.
Because to your point earlier, when we open up, we've been so busy. You're busy being busy, and you don't see. My wife jump on me all the time, and she's like, why are you paying so much attention? Because that one little detail could be the difference between my life, our life, and daylight. You know what I mean? So just because you look a certain part does not necessarily mean that you ain't the one walking around with, you know, who would ever thought.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? So
that is a thing.
You know, there are things that we can do, man, and I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I'll ask anyway, what are some measures or things that you do daily? You know, like I say, we fight daily to be better. But what are some things that you guys do or that you feel like we can do as men to not only hold ourselves accountable, but to have to take that inventory? You know, you see grocery stores do it. You see tire salesmen do it. You see, you know, people that work on these big trucks, they go around and they do these checks and they make sure that this is working and this is operating or whatever. What are some things or some steps that you take to find that balance from day to day to, you know, like I say, do a self-check or to have inventory of yourself to make sure that you're putting your best self forward? Because, again, you never know who's watching.
Yeah, I would say for me, I mean, just from the top of the day, really and truly kind of just, you know, saying my daily prayer to God, you know, Lord, watch over us, keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Allow me to be my best self and represent myself and my family to the, you know, the utmost esteem, you know. And really and truly, that's kind of, I feel like, if I'm doing that, I can at least put it in the atmosphere that I'm going to put my best foot forward to be the best me that I can be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Despite what I was, you know, 6 to 8 hours ago, I've essentially kind of left that where it was. I can't change that, but I can definitely build off of it. And let's make this day, you know, better than it was yesterday. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's for me. Just
to add on to that, I mean, that's basically the perfect start.
Yeah.
That prayer to God.
You can't start no better than the Lord.
Yeah.
No.
Let's clear the conscience right now. You know? Yeah. So putting in my best foot forward, and then after that is going into your mentor and being like, all right, do I got a mental capacity today to deal with the bullcorn?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to check yourself first. Like, my wife be like, you just go, and go all day long, all week long. How do you do it? In the morning, that 30 minutes I sit up, I check my, if I ain't got a mental capacity, best bet, I'm calling in. I can't deal with it today. I done it so many times. I check myself early in the morning. If I don't feel like even moving, then how can I deal? If I wake up with a frown on my face when I'm normally smiling,
it's going to be all day.
It's going to be all day.
Anybody
and I don't want to put that energy out into the world to where you'd be like, oh, man, Mark, that one day, he wasn't what he say he always is. Yeah. He ain't always the happy, cheery person.
It only takes
person.
One time.
It takes that one time for somebody to be like, yeah.
364 days.
That one day.
Oh, he ain't nothing like he thought he was.
Ain't nothing like he thought he was. I'm never going to give that person the satisfaction.
Who is this?
I'm never going to give that person.
This is a stranger. I don't know this person.
The craziest thing that is kind of off topic. A guy at work was like, man, I never see you frowning or angry. And he was like, why is that? I was like, well, tell you the truth, you ain't gonna like me if I get angry. If you get me to that end,
it's done with left.
You're not gonna like me if you get me to that point to where I'm not myself, because I don't know what's gonna happen after that. So I keep myself in check, and
That's the goat mentality right there, y'all. Getting our act together. I think, man, it's tough and it's twofold. But I think as you mature, then you get to that point. You know what I mean? Because nobody else, if you don't like the you in the morning,
nobody else don't like you.
But I like what Dodie said. Like, there are so many. And so many things that we put emphasis on. You know, I find out, especially now in this time, people put on this facade for social media. They're much more wealthy on social media than they are in real life, you know.
Yeah.
Their dress code is different for social media than it is, you know, their status is a lot different because of that, you know what I mean? But I think just as easy as it is to make these or create these behaviors or create these facades, it's the same concept. If we use that same amount of energy to do those self-checks, to Dodie's point, to say, hey, man, I'm going to take this time to meditate and I'm going to talk to God and find out, you know, what it is that I need to be doing today. You know, maybe something simple as, Lord, if it ain't like you, you know, take it out, because I don't need to be, you know, I need to, you know what I mean? I got two kids, I got a wife, I got a dog.
I got responsibility.
You know what I mean? There's no way they're going to pay itself. Yeah. And if I'm down there at TDC's, we ain't going to be able to make it, you know. But I think with that being said, we go back to the basics. We need to form those habits, good habits, you know what I mean? And the only way to know that if something is going to work is if you had to put that thing to the test. You know what I mean? And another thing that we focus on and we talk about a lot is having that accountability partner, having somebody that can speak into your life and say, what's your saying, Dodie? You're slipping, Sean.
Yeah.
You know,
it's out there, huh?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I can see the lace on
there. Need somebody.
That old lace slip. You know what I'm saying?
Need somebody to call you out.
So.
But, being here today, y'all, our overall mission is not so much to focus on the negative, but it's a reality that these things are happening. But our goal as a whole and in this community, in this environment, is to find, not only bring these things to the table, but to find solutions, maybe even share solutions that work for us, but also welcome solutions that may be working for you guys.
Yeah.
This is how we get better.
Even more so, you know, having the understanding that whatever you provide, it may not work for everybody. You know, some things you can take bits and pieces as you do with anything else. And maybe this little piece works perfectly. This not so much, but it complements the other. But it's a whole point of being collaborative. And I think that's the biggest thing, is being collaborative, being able to, you know, essentially trade secrets. You know what I mean? Hey, this worked for me. You know, 9 times out of 10. This worked for me, you know, 7 times out of 10. That's good. How can we merge these two, you know, to be better overall?
Make it great.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Good. And not being afraid to, being afraid or more so prideful in keeping these secrets to yourself. Thinking that essentially you got the juice, nobody else needs the juice. I'm just going to have the juice. And I'm going to continue to be great, you know.
All by myself.
And then even more so be great, but talk about how not great anybody else is. Because you got the blueprint. So it's like, yeah, I'm good. You know, my brother, you didn't get your own. I'm like, no, man.
That's like great. That don't make you great, though.
It doesn't. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know, in your mind.
In your mind, you great. But
that's the social media thought. Like, it's like, yeah. Ooh, yeah. You know?
And it, you say that ain't making you the GOAT.
No, not at all. You know, GERT.
Making you get...
you know? So...
Creeping,
though.
Oh, man. You know? That was real good. That was real good.
It's interesting, you know, that we put that emphasis there because it's oftentimes as men, probably women too, but we're talking about men. So we already have those daily fights, you know, is this good enough, you know, was I successful in here? Am I a failure? Was I average? You know, what is it, like you said, what is it going to take to be great? But what I like about the emphasis that you put on there as well is that no matter if we are competing or I guess I'm using sports as an analogy, but if we're competing, yet there's always a variety of positions.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Not one player can play the same position and expect that the team is going to be, you know, in business, not one person can make this great decision and it's going to bless everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In Mendham, it's not the one secret or one thing that's going to work for every man, you know, because I'm in tech, that may not apply to somebody working in construction. Yeah. You know, I may have 2 kids. You may not have none, you know what I mean? But that still doesn't mean that I'm better than you because of my emphasis in this one department, you know what I mean? I may have to juggle a few more things.
Real good.
Of course.
Absolutely.
You know, but even in that, man, I think we always want to come back to the foundation that we really are better together. There are no big I's and little U's. I think we need to get out of that whole mentality that because I'm a man, and I don't need nobody's help. And I want you to understand that I've always done it this way. Well, you know, they say the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing over and over again, getting the same result. Yep. So if you still at ground zero with the way you've been doing it.
It ain't working, bro.
That means that it ain't going to work. It ain't working. It ain't going to work. You know. So what are some other things that we can do, you know, just moving forward that will solidify what it means for us as men to continue to strive to get our act together, to be the real GOATs.
You know? I think you said it in a couple episodes ago is I think one thing if we can't check ourselves, find somebody that can check us. Yeah. Like you said, you started going to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, that can be another part of, or one way that we check ourselves. If you can't check yourself, then find somebody that can help you check yourself, you know?
And be somebody, able to accept it.
Yeah, and be able to accept it.
Yeah.
I think somebody that is, I hate to say trained, but trained into spotting, you know, different attributes, different, what's your ticks, you know, somebody else that can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it light to you, be like, nah, that ain't what it is. I think that's a good thing in one way that can also help too.
And I think even more so what you also said in a few episodes ago is you have to take feeling out of it.
Ooh.
You know. Feelings are feelings, you know.
That's
I feel like that's kind of a lot of times what we essentially kind of move off of a lot of times. Because it's so easy to jump into the feelings versus logic or just what's right, what's not right, you know. But that's the thing, too. I mean, obviously, you can receive this criticism, but it's all in how you take it. You know what I mean? Like, if you, something that was provided constructively, you take destructive. And then it's, you know what I mean, you didn't receive anything because you automatically jumped to the offense, jumped in your feelings.
You went on attack. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it really that hard to be thankful though, or appreciative in that regard? Because I'm thinking, if you come to me and say, Warfield, you know, you have no business doing that. You know, I've seen you do X, Y, Z, and you know, you did pretty good. But now this year can take away all of these, you know, I don't even say accolades, but all of these good things that you have done. This one thing was subtracted. And I just care about you enough to tell you don't do that no more. Is it that hard for us as men to say, man, thank you for looking out for me? Man, I appreciate you. Or is it just a normal response to be like, man, you all up in my...
I feel like it depends on who it comes from.
That
is it. How, who it come from?
Who it come from? How it's said? And then I think if the person didn't want to receive that anyway, like he knew it was bad, he didn't care. He just didn't want the light shine. No, I don't, bro. I don't need you.
That's crazy. Yeah. You know, because one would think that if, you know, if somebody care about me enough to say, hey, man, your future is bright.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I see you in this light. And if you continue down this path, then all of that's going to be voided. You know what I mean? If there is somebody that is really speaking into my life in that regard, and it don't even have to be a minister, it ain't got to be no prophet, it's just somebody that care enough about me to say, man, let me pull you to the side. I know you ain't gonna like this, but I don't care. I'm gonna tell you anyway. Is it really that hard to say, man, thank you?
There's a lot to unpack into.
I just feel like it depends on the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, again, some person can tell you something such as that, and their meaning could be to tear you down or to bring you down. You know what I mean? So I feel like there's a way to say everything, especially if you're saying it in love to someone that wants to see you win. Like, if it's just a random person that's trying to pour into your life, I don't know where you get this water from, but what you pouring in right now.
That's very true.
Where is water coming from?
Yeah, why is it so dark? But yet you know, then young man, I think you need to do this, and this. But you on the corner with a beer in your hand, brother. How you gonna pour into my life?
So I think that I was just about to tell you that I think it also, if that person that, you know, you, let's say you went to, if they feel like they're bigger than you.
Yeah.
If that person feels like they're that much greater than you and they look down on you, bro, you peasant. Like, why are you coming? You know what I mean? So I think if the person,
wow,
if the person is on the receiving end of that, it all comes down to the maturity level of it.
Mm.
So if, you know, because I guarantee you, if, let's just say if we look at the biggest influencer, motivational speaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of his people come out, you know, to his conference and be like, hey, bro, I seen you at the club last night, and that's, you know. And then you be like, bro, but you at my conference. Like, how you? So you got the maturity level to say thank you. I have always said I'm no bigger than the next guy.
Yeah.
I don't care how many accolades I got. Any piece of information given to me to make me better is always great to me.
Yeah.
You need
to take it.
I'm going to take it and run. Yeah, like it's...
Well, I think...
I don't know. That's...
And that light...
Who said it? who is this person?
Like, who is it? You know,
do I even know you? First and foremost,
we joke about it, but that's it's true.
Like, you can't just be a random person that I've never met to where you can pour into me as if you know me at any particular rate. That's what I'm saying. You know, it could be, I gotta know you. We gotta have some type of relationship. You know,
but if okay, so.
But what if it was God that sent him that,
yeah,
that person?
Yeah, because to Mar's point,
well, if you were mature enough to see it, I got to see God literally pushing you behind, because it's like,
But I don't know you. So
it could be a trap.
But I think even that comes with discernment, because you can tell the difference. One in a person's posture, and then in the tone in which it's given. You know what I'm saying? The other part is if it's an elder. Just because it's an elder don't mean that they're going
to
tell you.
I'm saying you're much more likely
with the right posture, with the right tone, and the right atmosphere. If it is an elder, you're at least going to be prompted to listen.
Of course,
you may not receive it right away to the point we made earlier.
Yeah.
But sometimes I believe that even because I'm the leader. Right? At my company, I'm the leader. I don't like to say boss, so I'm the leader. So even if one of my team members come to me and say, hey, man, you told me X, Y, Z, and I saw you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As crazy as it is, I got to humble myself and be like, you know what?
You sure right.
Hey, man.
You sure right.
My slip was showing.
I appreciate you, and you right.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't to me, because what you see and what turns a lot of men off, a lot of people in general, but what turns a lot of men off is in that type of environment or in that situation, and then you start making excuses on why I had to do it this way because
you didn't.
You know, you left at 8, and I left at 2, but is it still not a shortcut? Is it still not wrong? Is it still not an integrity issue? You know what I mean? Because you left at 2 does not minimize the fact. That you was wrong.
Yeah.
Now, can you acknowledge it?
Yeah. I think even that, you know, sometimes that's a big thing, too, is being able to acknowledge, you know, what it is or, you know. Because, again, I think that's where the whole pride thing comes in. It's like, you know, can't nobody tell me nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm grown. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, though you may be grown in stature and age, your maturity level could be still pretty low where you know.
Done seen it.
Yeah. I ain't seen nothing. You know, you ain't experienced nothing bad or nothing, but yet.
Done seen it, Jack.
You know, I know what you're going to say before you even say it, old man. No, you don't.
Man, it's crazy. So. Well, I just pray, man. My hope is that, again, we strive to be better, man. I hope y'all know ain't none of us perfect.
I'll be the first to tell you.
Man. We strive.
Not perfect.
Ain't nowhere near.
To be better, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we need you.
Yeah.
To like, to share, and to subscribe.
Yeah.
Try this conversation.
You know, not only to subscribe, but participate.
Yeah. You ain't doing nothing. You might as well go and do it.
You were going to be online anyway.
Yeah.
You know, might well get on here and do something positive. Help somebody
along
the way. Your 2 cents might help me.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I'm depending on you because I need to hear from you. Dodie, we still praying for him.
Hey, I need him. Bring the prayers in. The doors are open. Bring it in. That's, you know.
Oh,
pray
man.
For me. You know. That's,
it just depends on which one of Mark show up.
Yeah.
He might be Mark the Taylor, Mark the Rapper.
Yeah.
And,
we rapping today.
What was his other character?
You got so many.
Yeah.
You got Taylor Made. You got Mark the Taylor. You got...
Yeah.
It's a heap of them.
Hey, can we leave that in the past?
My bad, man. You're right. See, I was trying to pull into you. I came at you wrong.
Perfect example, ladies and gentlemen.
You know?
What I strive, man, and I push is to not be always focused on being the GOAT, but having a GOAT mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Being better every day, man. Pursuing, overtaking, and recovering all. And, you know, not only allowing God to bless us, but being a blessing to the others. Prayerfully, man, like I tell y'all all the time, if we can just help one person along the way.
Yeah.
And if that one person can help somebody along the way, I mean.
That one person is yourself.
You know, it's amazing to me. It's amazing. Right.
And I think, too, even to the whole GOAT point, it's one thing for you to call yourself the GOAT. Without anything to back it up.
Well, I like where you're
going.
I feel like
even when you talk about LeBron and Jordan, you know, obviously two greats in the realm of basketball. It's one thing for me to call myself a GOAT,
but it's so much more when other people can give me that. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I can think it. Mm. You know, I think that I can think that I'm the greatest of all time, but if nobody, nobody can piggyback, nobody can give you that stamp of yes, that's correct or nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
what was your work done then?
Exactly. Like, you know
it was in vain.
What accolades?
If you didn't touch another person.
Yeah.
If you didn't sow into another person. If you didn't give somebody the right to say, hey, that brother was a stand up guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that's one thing too. Yeah. It's one thing to call yourself a goat, and it's another thing to be looked at as a goat and be and move as a goat. You know what I mean?
Well, that's, that too. I mean, and we use it in a sport analogy, but even when you think about Big Dad and them, and some of your favorite uncles, and even some guy told me a testimony about his bus driver the other day, man. Yeah. But you think about that, and the topic was today was even in the goat fashion was the getting our act together. Somewhere along the way. Even as a janitor, I saw this dude from Alabama came back, brought his janitor, school janitor. He made it to the NFL, and one of the biggest things he told him is, like, man, I always believed in you. So he brought him his first jersey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That meant more to the dude than money, you know what I'm saying? But these are the type of things that we're talking about. You know what I mean? It may be $2 one day, you know, but what you plant and what you sow into somebody today, you never know when it's going to be a harvest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You never know how it's going to change the game for somebody's family, how it's going to change the game, but their mindset, whatever the case may be.
And you shouldn't go into it expecting.
That's part.
That's the thing, too, because I feel like that's a lot of time what ruins blessings is because you go in expecting to get something back versus giving or sowing from your heart.
It's a heart issue.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sowing from your heart, not necessarily expecting anything back. Mm. I think that to God is like, okay, surely, you know, that he gave, he sowed from his heart.
Mm.
There's no way I can't bless him now. Mm. You know what I mean? But it's the not expecting part. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Let him be the blesser.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that's a lot of times too, you know, where we get into that mode or that mindset. You know, I'm going to do this. I know I'm going to get something back. I know, you know, even if it's, you know, I know this person going to say I'm a good dude because I, you know, pay for their baseball jerseys or whatever. I know, you know what I mean? Whereas versus just doing it, you know what I mean? Because you never know how the blessing's going to come back.
Yeah. True.
You know what I mean? So that too, just.
Should I receive them all, Jesus, just for the record.
Yes, sir.
This breath that I breathe in, water that I would drink, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know,
thank you.
Roof over my head, thank you.
Glory.
You know, it was a little cool in the house. I had a blanket, thank you. Yeah.
It ain't cool in my house right now.
What do you mean it ain't cool in your house?
My AC broke.
No, Lord, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Not in Texas.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, why, bro? I've been hot for 2 weeks since we came back from Houston, matter of fact.
Oh, Lord,
they
Jesus.
Ordered the part, and they said it was going to be 2 weeks, and they lied to me. It was supposed to come today.
Jesus.
They need to get their act together.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I've been hot. Yeah. Confined to my room for a window unit.
Yeah, I mean.
Well,
I've been eating out for 2 weeks because can't get a home cooked meal. I don't want to make it no hotter in the house.
Yeah,
Jesus. Yeah, that I don't know what that is, but when AC go out, like,
we thank God for Jesus.
Whole mindset change.
Whole mindset has been rough.
You don't even want to talk because it can be hotter.
Shit, I caught mine right before. Yeah, I said, well, you cannot. For those of you who watching somewhere else, listen. Texas is
hot. It's different.
It's probably the next step, but the closer you can get to hell without going, it get hot out here.
You know, okay. it was some meme or something that was on Facebook. My wife was talking about. The person asked, "Hey, I want to visit Texas." What did she say? I want to visit Texas.
In a hot month?
Yeah. You know, how is the weather? And then the person replied, "Have you ever been cremated?"
Damn near close.
I feel like that is a perfect representation. You know what I mean? And
it's
I don't know
close.
What it is, man, but it's, you know,
Man. When it's hot, it's hot.
Man, that's when it's like cold, it's hot.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So don't get no cold.
H-A-W-T.
And nothing you can do about it, you know? That's just, and it's every day.
Like, and every day.
You know.
That's crazy.
I feel like it's about to be a crazy something. I'm about to say something crazy.
Well,
Texas should just become a nudist state in the summer.
Well, you know what you got here?
Wow.
Hey, listen. Listen, to walk around with clothes on in the summer in Texas.
It's only a few people walking around with them on. The rest of them might wear that.
Yeah, that's very true.
So, you know, but when you come, it is against the law. Don't be coming. Think you can just walk around because you go to jail. Okay. Yeah. Travis County, Williamson County.
Be naked
they
in
don't
jail.
Play. Yeah. Hayes County.
You going.
That sounds
under
exciting.
The jail.
Going.
So.
You going. Okay.
I do almost agree with that, though, because
it's
hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. You have shorts on it.
You ain't going to get away with that.
Yeah, you're gonna get away, but
I ain't gonna say no name. Oh yeah, I got them hoochie daddy jumps on. Yes, you see. You know, just for the record.
Yeah.
I've been seeing
six
them.
6 inches. 6 inches is proper.
I've
you
been seeing a lot of them 4th of July posts. I seen y'all. Them hoochie daddy jumps.
4 inches is a little too short, guys. Hey, 6 inches is proper.
I don't know who brought that style back. Yeah, put this one on. You can't even hardly breathe.
You can barely walk.
Well, you got a sprained knee.
You got a miniskirt on. Just... All
right, we just joshing.
Yeah, man.
You gotta do the penguin waddle.
Tell you what. Hey, wait. Look here, man. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We are 8 episodes in.
This is the 8th episode.
So check this out. We are. We just came off of a sabbatical, but we're about to do a reset. Not necessarily a relaunch, but a reset here over the next 2 episodes. So listen, we need y'all to get in while the getting is good. We need you to go ahead and hit that like over here. Go ahead and subscribe. And I need you to go ahead and tell your mama them, your cousin them, your brother them, your brother them, friend them. All the people you met at the pool.
Yeah. All them.
Yeah. You know, the ones that tried to help you and you, you know, them people too.
Yeah.
Your baby mama, them, all of them. Okay?
All of them.
Let them know. Like, share, subscribe. Leave us some feedback, some comments, some things that y'all want to see because this is our platform.
Yeah.
Mendham. Crown Kings, you know what I mean? But we also want to get some feedback from my queens, and we want to be better all the way around. So if there is anything that you guys want to hear, that y'all want to discuss, that you may not feel comfortable talking about in your living room by yourself, we want to come in the living room with you.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe you're in the car, and there's something you want to say, and you just be able to push play. Okay?
Yeah.
Maybe you at the beach with a Bluetooth. You know, just stay out the water because the sharks been biting folks. So we want to make sure that you stay safe while you're listening to us.
Yeah.
Because I can't really help you if I can't see you.
Yeah.
But call Dodie.
Wow.
And you know. Down there find you.
Don't
you know what I'm saying?
I always said I'd rather talk about you than hear about you.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather talk to you than hear about you.
There you go. There you
I don't want to talk about there you. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, we want to hear from you, man.
You know, I'd rather sit there and I be your outlet rather than to be looking at what is it?
Obituary.
Obituary.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah. Please, Lord.
Know, yeah.
Please, Lord. I really hate please, that. Lord. You
and
know,
can't talk no more then.
Right.
Yeah. And you can't talk no more.
If you do, somebody ain't gonna be around.
Only talking you gonna be doing.
Go say it.
Ain't nobody gonna want to hear it at that point. Like, you know, I know he didn't wake up and say no.
Did his hand just move? Get listen to him. Yeah. Get
what? No, no.
I don't know. It'd be some of y'all with these new phones be trying to take a girl. You ain't gonna believe this, just
what?
But look, man, we love y'all.
Love
we appreciate y'all. We're gonna let Sam close it out. Tell us where you can find us. All the other things that's going on in and around the organization and everything. And again, we love you, appreciate you. Hope to see you guys soon.
Yes, sir, man. You know, obviously, you like, share, subscribe. Obviously, you can hit us up on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram at Crowned Alliance. Again, at Crowned Alliance. We everywhere, man. You know, we out here. Yep. As far as the podcast, man,
we
you
outside.
Know, we outside in the heat. Fully.
In the heat for y'all.
You can view, listen to the podcast wherever. I say it again. Wherever you get your podcast. Apple. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, you heard somebody was playing a podcast on that channel, we there too.
Apple.
You know, Apple, Google.
Android got it too.
You know. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's yeah. Anywhere you listen to your podcast, we out here. Obviously, this is aired on YouTube, but we're everywhere.
Yes.
So there is no excuse to say didn't hear an episode.
Check us
out. Matter of fact, go back and listen to all the episodes. Yes. You know, episode 8, 1 through 7 is just as great. Yes. Go listen to those two.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That will be a
gems.
Test.
Good gems.
You know
in
what
there.
I mean?
Yes.
And like I said, again, we will definitely like to clarify we are not trained professionals. We don't have degrees in talking to people.
Near.
However, we do have or have had life experiences and are still having experiences that we want to talk about.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We want to talk about, want to share some tips and tricks and things to help us be better. Get to that GOAT status, man.
Yes.
So,
yes.
We out here.
Get
we want to thank
together.
Y'all again, man, for tuning in. And we'll see y'all out there. Peace.
You got to say it.
Peace.
No.
Love you, mama.
There we go.
About my money, my love. My love. What it needs to grow. I'm calling out kings to the flow. Calling out kings to the flow.
So rise up, all my kings. Gotta stand tall and strong.
Unleash your power today. And let your voices belong.
Tell it. Together we'll break the chains.
The chains that try to confine.
I am my brother's keeper.
And it's our time to shine.
Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love. What it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow.
Be sure to go check out that new single, Calling All Kings, featuring the Crown King, in stores now.
Aye.